Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the joy of the Lord. The Lord gave me this interpretation of joy. It's celebrated love. When you love God, you got joy. When you receive God's love, you're introduced to joy. When you have God's love, you got joy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. When you trust the Lord and you're in a state of reception, you can receive whatever He gives you. It takes love to do it. The things of God won't be received without the love of God. You know, in Thessalonians, the Lord was sending strong delusion against those who didn't receive the love of the truth. People that didn't receive the love of the truth, they won't know God. They won't know what He's doing. And they won't receive from Him. They won't go forward. If you've been doing wrong, and it was a sin and the Holy Spirit convicted you, the first time He convicts you, if you don't have the love of God in your heart, the fear of the Lord won't work without the love of God. You're discounted. You're disqualified. That's a better word. You're disqualified. You're ignored. And your heart will harden in sin. And then he appeared to Solomon twice. His heart was so hardened he didn't receive what the Lord said. Now, I hope and I believe, and I'm gonna be honest, I want to believe that Solomon came back when he was old after he got bewitched by the queen of the daughter of Pharaoh and all his other foreign wives. When he went after them, he had the wisdom that God had given him. So it's possible he possibly did come back. I hope that he did. But I can't say for sure that he did. This is why I believe it. He said, "So I return," in chapter 4 of Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes is just like the Proverbs. It's the words of a man that was disconnected from God. Every day is in the life of the world, disconnected from God is vanity of vanity. All is vanity. See, in life, when he wrote Proverbs, he was in life. And he wrote about the wisdom that God had given him. He still had it. You don't lose it if God gives you something. But without the love of God, you interpret it different. You're different. Without the love, aside from the love of God, that's a backslidden or disconnected way to live. The only thing, the thing about a backslider, he's rejected God. He for the world. So he once knew God when he was, as long as he was in the love of God, he was in life. But when that's gone, how will you fulfill the law? How will you protect your heart? How will you guard it without the love of God? It won't work. That's why you have to watch the ways of pride. Don't fall into it. It's a trap. If you have the love of God in you, you don't want to sin. It's repulsive to you. Lot was living in Sodom and it vexed his soul. It vexed his soul because he hated what they were doing. He hated the life that he saw. And he's there without family, without protection. He didn't have all he had was the men that married his daughters and possibly the women that married his sons. That connected him to that place. Otherwise, he was just an old stranger, a stranger from another country to them. in war, they would have, he would have fought with them and they would have protected him. But when he said something about their sin, they wanted to do things with him. They wanted to turn against him. See, when you have the love of God in you, you're connected to life. When you don't have the love of God, that's back to the world. And the love of the world will interfere with your love of God. That's why you have to drive out all the dead doctrines of devils, seducing spirits. You drive this stuff out of your way. You don't go around desiring sin, but the enemy trying to bring it to you. You have to drive him out. Every attachment, every reserve, things you've held back from God, drive it out of your life. Things you've allowed, drive it out too. Allowances is the things that's wrong, but you didn't realize it. It leads to something worse. Things that's unclean, when the Holy Spirit bring it to your attention, drive it out. You don't need it. Bad habits, they're fussing at people. See, people reserve, they hold on to things that they do, that they grew up with, because they didn't know how to get rid of it. They didn't try to get rid of it. You have to try it. Repentance is not just saying a magic prayer, asking God to forgive you. Repentance is turning your heart. And most people don't do that. And the Lord told me, he said, tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left. He didn't say that because they were not in danger of being left. People that we all know and love are in danger of being left here by the Holy Spirit, by God, by Jesus. He's not taking sin with him. So people who allow themselves to be rude need to repent. People who are in strife need to repent. Men that look at women the wrong way need to repent and stop it and learn how to kill it. An evil desire can be destroyed by the love of God. You can't lust after somebody you love. It's not possible. And when you talk about the love of God, that's when people end the conversation and walk away. They change the subject. They'll talk about anything but the love of God. That's where your life is. That's what connects you to God. That's why your faith works. You can have faith all day, but without the love of God, you're dead again. It's just a matter of time. And once any form of the leaven of the world set up in you, you won't repent. You won't listen to the Holy Spirit unless the love of God is thriving in you. If you want to be angry at somebody and believe the worst, you know, when you hate somebody, you can't speak nothing good of them. People are in strife with the president. And I use him for an example. He is a person. If you hate him, you can't go to heaven hating anybody. When people are rude and obnoxious, and they do things you hate. They kill, they murder. We have politicians that's, you know, I heard about how they're raping children. There are people who are witches, and they do things like that. Witches are crazy. They do things like that. And I hate the sin. God hates the sin. But guess what? I'm not going to hate the person. No matter how, and I use them for an example. They talk about Epstein Island and the atrocities that went on. And world government leaders are going there, sleeping with children that were kidnapped, taken from their homes. For their pleasure. See, this is the kind of stuff that satanic people do. just because a person's evil don't mean you have to hate them. It's dangerous to hate people. It's just dangerous to hate people. It's wrong. It's time now for people to go forward and not backwards. It's time now for people to walk in love and not in strife. It's time now for people to wake up. A lot of times preachers focus on ministry, trying to make the church grow. At the expense of what? What use is a big church with people that don't know God? If I decided a long time ago, this would have been around 04, it had to be before 03. Because my mother, I moved that year and she moved that year. So it had to be around 01, maybe 02. I made a decision. I said, and I was helping a friend in ministry. We were trying to grow his church. And so I was busy a lot with the church. And I began to be burnt out. But I went to my mother's house before she moved. And me and my sister was having a conversation about Revelation, and it was just full of joy. I said, this is how church is supposed to be. I said, this is how church is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a place you can't wait to get to. And I made a decision. I said, I will never focus on ministry more than I focus on the Lord and His love. And I started studying to live. In that season, I said, I'm going to study to live. Ministry is going to be ministry. People are going to do what they want. They're going to live like they want no matter what you do. I'm not going to focus on people and ministry. I'm going to focus on living. My ministry will always be a byproduct of my life. I'll do it. I'll do it with honor. I will seek the Lord. I will do it right. Whatever I have to do, it will be done the right, according to God's specification. But that's not as important as my relationship. My relationship is 10 times more important than my ministry. Ministry is going to be ministry. I'll do it, I love it, but I'll never put it first again. Because you can lose your way fooling with ministry and people and what they want to do and don't want to do. I'm not going to get in strife with folks. Anything that'll push me out of the love of God has got to go. And you have to do this, because if I lose the love of God, I'm no good to God anymore. The anointing don't mount up on the life of a person that lost their first love. It just don't. They'll be stuck in the past doing what used to work. But when your love walk increases, I know for a fact, when you're trying to love God, you put your heart in loving God and His people, then the love of God mounts up. And your ability to receive, retain, and walk in the love of God increases. And it mounts up. Mounts up good. Now, when we walk in His kind of love, it's easy to receive from Him. If you do get off track, it's easy to repent. And I'm not talking about just a sorry asking forgiveness and forget about it. I'm talking about you have a heartfelt change. You ask questions. You learn how to fortify your heart again and harden your heart against the sin and soften your heart to God. You learn to do all these wonderful things as you follow Him, as you follow through, as you do His word. It works. So I decided to follow him and do what he said do and speak his word in love. I enjoy life. Another thing that I learned about love, it gives you the ability. It's self-sustaining. You're like a generator. You're generating life because God is steadily supplying you with his love and his word. And you feel there's a party. The way I walk around, I got a party going on. I feel like I'm in the Lord's presence all day. And I have things I have to do. There are things I'm interested in learning. And I take time to learn things that I want to know on Saturdays when I'm having my day of rest. Sometimes you just do what God said do. It's better. Now, some people keep the Sabbath as a law. I don't focus on the law side of it, but I need a day of rest, and I just that's a day I just do what I want to do. I rest, watch TV, read books. I love to listen to read Steve Quayle books, I listen to other ministers on YouTube. Whatever I want to do, I just do it. Watch a movie, whatever. Ride my motorcycle. I unwind a bit. Spend time with my family. Play with my daughter. Enjoy my family. Talk to my wife. I do all those things. I just have a good time. And I look forward to every Saturday. And I shut down. Sometimes I put my cell phone in another room. So I can just enjoy life, enjoy being at home. And then on Sunday, I get ready for the week and do it all over again. And I do a lot of work to do ministry, but I'm nowhere near burnout. I'm not going to let myself ever get burnt out again on work or spiritual work. Saying all that to say this, life is to be enjoyed. God gave us life. And it's by the love of God. The love of God helps you to desire more life. And then you can destroy what's killing you. You don't have to eat the wrong thing and gain weight or clog your arteries. You can use your faith. I said there's got to be an easy way to just eat right and do right. I said, what's the easiest way to do this? I said, this was years ago. I said, I use confessions a lot, and you can confess anything you want. I just spoke. I said, I crave what I need the most. And man, my diet, I still do it. I crave what I need the most. And my diet changed. The way I think about food changed. The way I think about life changed. I started saying everything that's not like God got to go. Everything of Satan I hate. Everything of the world system I hate. I'm not just trying to not be tempted by it. I hate it. So you can't be tempted by something you hate. And what makes it work? The love of God. I love God. I confess that I will do all that's in his heart so that I can get on board with him. God can start teaching something that is hard to receive. But when I started saying I would do all that's in his heart, I already would do all that's in my heart. Some things that can get in my heart don't need to happen. To keep my heart pure, I condition my heart to do what's in his heart, his word, his suggestions, it amplifies and greatly increases the ability to enjoy and do what's in his heart, where the safety is. There's rest in him. And I asked Lord his interpretation for rest. He says safety. So I'm safe in him. I'm powerful in him. I can do all things through Christ. And that's how I decided to live and govern my life. The love of God works in every way. I hate that it's the last things on the list of so many people. But if you're wise and you walk in the love of God, endeavoring to do all that's in God's heart, you're going to find life is good. I happen to be out of time, way out of time. But the Lord is not here. Continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.